and start going to different stores and shops and businesses to find out who would have purchased them. And also you get information from the community. Bits and pieces come in which may by themselves mean nothing but add up to a lot. That's why we always say, if you see something, say something, because something that may seem unimportant to you or to me, it fits into a, you know, to the larger picture. So I feel very good about this. And if I could just divert for 1 second, if one thing positive can come out for this horrible event, it should be to alert people, especially people in the Congress, that the war against terrorism is far from over. Whether it's Islamic jihadists or whether it's right-wing extremists, no matter who it is, people today use terror. That's their weapon of choice. That's their tactic and strategy of choice. And we can't be cutting back, I don't believe, on Homeland Security funding. We can't be cutting back on funding that's going to local police departments, because you can have all the federal intelligence in the world, but it's on the ground intelligence that often means the most. And for the police to get that, they need the funding, they need the support, they need the training.